So everyone's going crazy, apparently, in the last 24 hours about this 6'7" shortstop named O'Neal Cruz, who plays for the Pirates. A, because he's 6'7".
And he throws
and
the ball very hard.
And I guess he threw the ball from shortstop to first base at 96.7 miles per hour, which obviously begs the question, why isn't he pitching? But whatever.
Because he can hit?
Well, so does Ohtani, right?
Yeah, but that hasn't become a thing yet.
But like, we haven't 6'7", if you're thrown off the mound, you throw even faster.
Yeah, but you remember right? Sean Dunston when he played shortstop.
I mean, he
had a cannon to first base. Like, having a really good arm is paramount to playing shortstop.
Yeah.
And if you've got great range and you can hit, you could be A-Rod. I mean, A-Rod had great range, had a pretty good arm.
6'7 does not usually lend itself to middle infield.
No, but it started with Cal Ripken. And obviously he wasn't 6'7", but we've seen bigger guys play shortstop. He looks like a great athlete.
Anyway.
He was hitting .222 in AAA, but we'll see what he does in the majors.
Well, now he's playing for the Pirates, which is kind of like AA.
Yeah.
But have you seen the guy?
Yeah.
Is it like, oh my God, amazing? Or is it not amazing? Because we have Aaron Judge here.
I thought yesterday was very overblown. I got to tell you.
It was.
Like, I've heard of O'Neal Cruz. I think he was up very briefly last year. He wasn't hitting a triple-A. So he's like one of those prospects you keep an eye on. And he had a huge first game. Like, he was unbelievable.
Got
he had 2 for 5. He made a cannon of a throw.
Yeah.
But I think he was talked about in a way that, I don't know if it
warranted
what he did. He had a great first game. I mean, that's great. Good for him.
But, like, all of a sudden, like, we now measure the speed of a throw from short to first. When did that start?
Well, he's got a cannon of an arm, and it's noticeable.
Enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, if you watch it live, you could tell that was a different throw.
No, it was a great. Dude, I'm not.
By the way, I thought the shortstop last night for the Rays had a cannon for an arm.
Well, a lot of shortstops have great arms, but that kind of arm is unusual, and he's a big guy. Like, I'm not dismissing the difference. I was surprised that, like, every show in America, including us apparently, are talking about O'Neal Cruz. Okay, that's cute. That's good. That's fine. Let's see what he does. He played one game.
He's like a super athlete. He hits the ball harder than everybody, too.
Okay, he's hitting .222 at AAA.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. He's not.
I'm just
we'll see
that.
How good of a baseball player he is, but he's kind of a freak athlete.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, because he throws the ball hard. All right, whatever.
He also hits the ball very hard.
Good. Well, maybe this will be one of those young guys baseball embraces, markets, promotes, lives up to the expectation, and kids want to go to the ballpark to see him.
Sure.
Because that's what baseball
and
needs.
And then the Pittsburgh Pirates
More
can actually
like
hold on to him and not have
to
trade it to a big
years.
Market team.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's also hope that, you know, the kid's good.
Yeah.
And has a personality. Because one of the, you know, I shouldn't say it's a negative because, I mean, if you bat .315 and hit 60 home runs, it doesn't matter what your personality is. People want to see that, so I get that. But, I mean, Aaron Judge is like, you know, chalkboard.
Okay, Ronald Acuna's got a huge personality.
Good.
Is he that household baseball-changing name?
Kind of.
Tremendous play. He's getting there.
Right.
Now, he missed a lot of time last year, so he wasn't a part of the World Series run, which sucked. But he does a LeBron dance when he hits home runs.
Yeah, I love that.
No, I think it's great.
Yeah.
But he has a big personality.
Like, Tatis Jr.'s got a personality.
But he's not playing.
But he's out with the injury, right?
Yeah.
But, like, that's the only, and I'm not knocking Aaron Judge. Go back 315 at 60 home runs. I don't care if you say boo.
He doesn't need it.
I get it.
There's the difference. I think when you're a New York star, like Derek Jeter didn't have like this big bulging personality.
Right.
But when you play in New York and you're good, you don't need any of that. When you're a star in like most other markets, that personality will add to who you are.
By the way, remember last week when you were challenging me to running around the bases?
Yeah.
Remember that thing?
Yeah, you forgot about it, didn't you?
No. I'm bringing it up, so I clearly didn't forget about it.
Bring it on, bitch.
So, W. Contreras plays for the Cubs.
Wilson Contreras?
I guess so.
One of the better catchers in baseball?
Whatever.
A trade deadline target potentially for either team?
I have up here on the screen his home to first time.
Yeah.
I don't know why I have it, but I have it.
Yeah.
You think you could beat it or no?
No.
He's a catcher, Evan.
He's got decent speed for a catcher.
Okay, so,
and by the way, he's a Major League Baseball player.
So what?
I don't think I could beat Pete Alonso in a race, and he's slow.
Yeah, but you're slower.
Yeah, exactly.
4.21 seconds home to first, meaning he probably goes home to home in like 18 or 19 seconds because that'll be the fastest of the four legs.
And you're slowing down a little bit because you're running out of gas. How many seconds would it take me to go around the bases? 39 seconds.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, maybe get like a, what are those things called in the old days?
A sundial.
Sundial.
Oh, sundial.
See, he's finally on the same page as me. Maybe time you with a sundial.
Yeah, but I don't think you would beat me. That's the funny part. Like, yes, it'll take me 39 seconds, but I think it'll take you 41
seconds.
No,
I would do better than that.
Would you?
For sure.
Then why haven't we done this yet?
I mean, I'm your Huckleberry. I'm here early every day with nothing to do.
I'm waiting.
Law and Order, Dateline ID.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what, this summer.
But tomorrow's lunch, though.
No, okay, I got you. This summer, Big Mac and Loogie are going to get an opportunity at times to fill in for us. Well, so why don't we give them the next 20 minutes? Me and you right now go out to the backyard. Let's go.
Well, because we're still being raided.
The backyard?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the backyard. Well, yeah. We have a backyard here.
Yeah. It's called Manhattan.
Yeah.
The streets of Manhattan is our playground.
There's a baseball field like three blocks away.
We don't have to go there. We can just run in the street.
Let's go in the street.
Oh, let's run in the street. You know how that worked out last time?
Sexy blue eyes.
I filmed my video for that today.
Oh, your interview?
And I got to be honest. My acting skills have really gotten better since we last.
Like, I mean, it can't,
video
get,
for
it can't,
SNY.
Can't get worse, Craig.
Yeah. I really was. I think I delivered the goods.
Filmmaker, yeah. Was his acting considerably good? It was? Okay.
Is those in there now?
Yeah, just gave a thumbs up.
Was I not on the money? Yeah. Yeah.
Who did better acting, me or Craig? Be honest, it's fine. I know you like to kiss Craig's ass. That's cool. But you just
I did get him the job here.
So you're still pointing at Craig?
Well, he's never going to take the side against me publicly.
Yeah, that's true.
I got him the job.
And I gave him the out by saying you can kiss his ass. So.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right.
But I have to say, it's like... I mean, really good.
You brought it home?
I brought it home.
You Tom Hanks'd it?
Not Tom Hanks in Elvis, but yes.
You haven't even
Tom
seen
Hanks in
Tom
Bosom
Hanks
Buddies, yes.
in Elvis yet.
I saw the trailer.
You saw a trailer?
His voice is annoying.
Yeah, but you can't judge it on a trailer.
I can judge it on the voice. Do I want to listen to that voice for 3 hours?
But if that voice is accurate to the part he's playing, isn't he doing a good job of acting?
Well, that's the weird thing. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen Colonel Tom Parker talk. Not that I remember, at least.
Yeah, but Daniel Day-Lewis.
I'm sure there's videos of him on YouTube, but I don't remember.
Daniel Day-Lewis studied the voice of Abraham Lincoln when he played his part in Lincoln.
That was
studied
one of the worst movies ever made.
That is blasphemous. That is a top 15 movie of all time.
No, it's not.
I think they should have made a sequel.
Called what? Life After Death?
We could talk more about Lincoln. Maybe it'll be about his death. Maybe
does
it'll
he,
be about
does what? He die in the movie?
I don't think he dies in
no.
the end, does he?
No. Wait,
the
last scene of the movie is him.
Hold on. They did a movie about Lincoln.
No, yes. No, no.
And Lincoln doesn't
die? No,
because
they didn't do a movie about Lincoln. They did a movie about the passage of the 13th Amendment and how he used his political power.
What's the name of the movie?
It's called Lincoln.
Okay.
But it wasn't about just Lincoln.
But
it was
the name of the movie is Lincoln.
Yes.
And when the movie ends, he's alive?
He's riding off to the theater. That's the last scene of the movie.
And that's where you pick
it
up?
They're talking about how they finally need a break. They're going to go see a show, and
Craig,
they're riding off to the theater. Him
Craig, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because I thought this movie was great. But you're right in that movie was about the 13th Amendment.
Okay.
Do you think it would have had the same amount of sales and success if it was just called the 13th Amendment?
No.
Okay. Still would have been a great
what
movie.
What if it was called Abolition? Maybe.
Maybe. But they wanted to sell you on it's about Lincoln and the way he used his bully pulpit to change votes and get the most important amendment.
Did you find
done.
It to be historically correct?
Yeah.
You did.
I mean, from what I know, like, I'm not a historian.
So you're
true
to history, though.
I'm not a historian.
Because sometimes.
I'm a fan of history.
Okay.
So from what I know, it seemed historically accurate for the most part.
Just asking.
I thought it was a great movie. And for you to say it sucked is blasphemous.
It's so boring, dude. Like, let's be honest. How many of you sat down to watch it? And 25 minutes later said, F it.
I watched it multiple times.
Let's play
Parcheesi. I've watched it multiple times.
Multiple times?
Multiple
times. It's like it's as bad as those Ken Burns documentaries.
Oh, God, what is wrong with you?
You see, this is where you go too far. I'm halfway with you with Lincoln. I thought it was good, not great. But don't be knocking baseball.
No, that's the Ken Burns baseball documentary is like...
It's the greatest thing
slow
ever.
Slow euthanasia.
Are you kidding?
No,
whenever
I'm not.
Doris Kearns Goodwin talks about her love for the Brooklyn Dodgers,
oh my Lord.
I get moisty-eyed. It's fantastic.
Let's look at the same picture for 13 minutes. Oh, my Lord. Please.
Boy,
you don't get it. You don't get
he
it.
He doesn't get
I
it at
get
all.
It.
You just don't
Here's
get it.
Here's a picture of the 1918 Cubs. Let's slowly pan
because
over
Craig,
it.
Because, Craig, how many videos and pictures do they have of the 1919 Cincinnati Reds? So, yes, they've got
I have
a
no
show.
Idea.
Like, I'm going to give you an example. There was a documentary. LeBron James actually executive produced it.
Yeah.
That came out over the weekend on History Channel called After Jackie. And it was a documentary about black baseball players, specifically Bob Gibson, specifically Curt Flood, specifically Bill White. And everything they dealt with, the ridiculous racism.
Sure.
I thought it was a great documentary.
Yeah.
My one small critique was that they kept showing the same pictures
Ken Burns.
Of Bob Gibson, Bill White, and Curt Flood.
Maybe that's all they had the rights to.
Craig, you're not wrong. But But I had to, like, say, wait a second. I love this. I love the information. It's fascinating.
More. I got it.
But I got to see more. Like, I've seen the same picture 13 times.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's a reason, and you bring up a good point. Maybe they didn't have the legal rights to every picture of all time.
Yeah.
So when you're watching a documentary about the history of the Civil War or Major League Baseball, whatever it is, we have to accept that in 1897, they only had five pictures of Wee Willie Keeler. And that's bothering you?
Well, I mean, I thought the Ken Burns thing was paint drying.
Well, but your example was they keep showing the same picture.
Because that's all the thing was. It was a single picture, and they slowly panned over it. They zoomed in.
But they're giving
they
you information.
There were old people talking.
Yes.
Ugh.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
I'd watch that again.
Yeah, show it at the Hebrew home. They'll love it. I remember that. I remember. I took that picture. I remember 1923. I saw Babe Ruth play baseball at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, first year at Yankee Stadium. Good call, Craig.
You're welcome. I got that historically correct. Thank God for that. Yeah. And I was there, and it cost me $2. $2.
Less than $2.
I'm not done.
No, sorry.
$2 to take a train to the game, get a ticket to the game, have a hot dog, a soda, a program, and a train back. My family saved for 3 months so I could go see Joe DiMaggio. Joe DiMaggio.
Is that how old people say Joe DiMaggio?
Joe DiMaggio.
They trail off at the end.
And Babe Ruth. You know, Babe Ruth never liked DiMaggio. Thought he was a playboy.
All you need is that old person's mask that you have.
I was going to say one time way back in the day, I was playing catch on the streets with Willie Mays. And Willie Mays told me a story that he used to play catch with Jackie Robinson. And Jackie used to play catch with Ty Cobb. And Ty Cobb used to play catch with Wee Willie Keeler. And then, of course, there was Crazy Legs Hirsch.
Oh, Crazy Legs Hirsch.
Oh, yeah, went from first to third faster than any guy I've ever seen. That's why they called him Crazy Legs.
His legs were crazy, bro.
Yeah, then, of course, the war came, and we lost Crazy Legs over Nam.
Over Nam.
He was very old to be flying, though. I
think you should make your own baseball documentary in which you do all the voices.
I really should.
I would actually watch that.
Yeah, just give me one picture.
And all you do is make up stories. Like, and then Wee Willie Keeler said this. And then that
would be fantastic. Remember, it's funny you bring that up, Evan, because I remember one time I was at a soda pop store. You know, we used to call them nickel and dime stores. You'd buy a little soda pop. I challenged, I don't know, give me an old play. Let me think.
Do you really need help with this?
Challenge Roberto Clemente.
That's not that old.
I gave him a hopscotch. But damn it, I lost the rope.
I don't know.
I'll do that for you if you want.
No, I think you and Tom Izzo should put together like a five-minute.
Like our version of Ken Burns Baseball.
Your version of Ken Burns Baseball. And you're like, and then Chief Bender says to me, teach me how to throw a screwball.
Who's Chief Bender?
He was a pitcher for the Philadelphia A's.
There you go.
Back in the teens.
Native American?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
First name Chief? Or was that like the name you went by?
That may have been a nickname.
Here's Finney and Mineola on the fan. Finney, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Great.
I'm listening for some call out.
Thank you.
Carden, big fan of yours, especially from the morning days, and, you know, followed you all the way. Glad to see that you're on the road to recovery. Glad to see the public service you're doing on Saturday mornings. I actually had my kids actually tune in, my kids are young, just to get the word out to them as far as, you know, the ills of gambling and stuff. So glad to see that you're back and your family's doing well, too.
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Evan and I actually met Saturday at the Met game, and it was really cool. I came out, I saw him, and I just threw Evan out there. He looked up. I'm like, this is really cool. And Evan goes, it really is not that cool.
Oh, yeah, I do remember saying that. Like, it's really cool to meet you. I was like, not that cool, but thank you.
He wasn't, and I didn't want to creep his kids out and say, hey, I know your kids. They're probably like, oh, my goodness, who's this doctor? But
well, that does happen,
such
yes.
Such a great guy. Such a great guy. Thanks for taking the picture. And I told you, I wasn't a Mets fan. I'm actually a Yankee fan. But we were there with our church. We had an outing.
Nice.
And after the game was over, the Mets actually invited us down to the field. They let us use Section 126 when the stadium had emptied, and they actually let us hold a service down there. It's called Big Night. And Mookie Wilson had actually flown in. He was there that evening. And Brandon Nimmo came down and spoke to us, part of the Hope Day Network.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
Well, I know Brandon Nimmo and Mookie Wilson, I believe, are both very religious guys, too, so that's great.
Yeah, they are believers. We've had Darryl Strawberry in our church the last Every Father's Day at Bethlehem Assembly of God in Valley Stream, we've got these Met guys. I wish the Yankees really participated.
I hear what's going on, Finney. You're becoming a Met fan. I can hear it in your voice.
You're becoming a Met fan. You know what he's getting at here, don't you? Haven't you figured this out yet?
I have not, no.
And Finney, my answer is yes. I'm happy to do it. And we'll just work out a date that makes sense for the church.
Oh, you'll be invited?
But I'd be glad to speak at your church one Sunday. It would be my privilege to do it.
We welcome Mets fans to Yankees.
Yes. Yes. Mets fans for Yankees. Oh, there you go.
Appreciate
you
guys.
By the way,
great meeting
I've got a badass sermon. All good.
Well, first of all, the Mets fans for Yankees church has been permanently closed
because you're a
Yankees fan.
Oh, yeah.
But it does lead to a very important question.
Go.
Obviously, the Yankees are having an unbelievable regular season, but one thing we've learned is that doesn't guarantee postseason success.
We have learned that. Yes, we have.
If by some fluke, by some miracle,
yes,
the New York Yankees got knocked out, let's say in the divisional series, like normal, and the Mets go on a run.
Yes.
As a Yankee fan.
Yankee fans for Metsies.
Would you dare open up a new church that more fits where you are today? And that, of course, would be Yankee fans for Metsies.
That's a tough putt. It's a tough putt.
Can you make that putt, though?
I no. And I tell you why.
Oh, why not?
There's a good reason for it. I think you'll accept this. It would be kind of like tired and old. Like, I've already done that bit. I've done the church. It was hugely successful. It is what it is. I think you got to evolve.
But don't you think it's different?
Would I walk the Brooklyn Bridge again? Probably not, right?
No, I get that, but don't you think it's completely different
now? Would I pour
milk
over your head again? Probably not.
No, we saw that. That's why the Rangers got knocked out.
Well, that's Big Mac's fault. He refused to kill a city rat.
So I guess my question would be then, what are you going to do as a Yankee fan when they're out of it? Or if they're out of it and the Mets are still going? Will you sit there hopelessly?
No. I will root for the Mets to win the World Series.
Well, you're not welcome.
No, I am welcome.
Unless you give us a presentation of Yankee fans to Metsies and try to rally those poor Yankee fans with you, you're not really welcome.
Let me walk you through this.
No, thanks.
All right? The notion that there's rules about what team a person's allowed to root for are garbage.
Oh, really? You never read the book Rules for the New York Sports Fan written by my old dear partner, Joe Beningo?
It's garbage.
It's a
with
textbook.
With all due respect.
It's a textbook of facts, damn it.
I love when people say you're not allowed to root for a team. Guess what? Watch.
Yeah, but you're not welcome. Like, you can do whatever you want, but
Mets. Do. Yeah, I'm all in. If the Yankees get eliminated, whoop. I still got the Mets jerseys.
Oh, God. Look, you can do what you want, but most of us as a community are not going to welcome you. Now, there'll be some who do. I admit that.
You're going to accept me back.
But most of us are going to say, we're good.
We're good. I don't think so.
Thank you.
You're going to want me at that parade. You're going to want me at a Game 7, should there be one.
Yeah.
You're going to want me there waving the pom-poms, doing the wave at Citi Field.
As you talk trash to us.
Walking across the Shea Bridge.
As you talk trash to us throughout this season, all of a sudden, we're just going to forget? All of a sudden, we're going to forget you saying that was a cute little West Coast trip?
Yeah.
We're going to forget that.
No, I hope you don't forget
it. We're going to forget the singing of the same old Mets song. We're just going to move on from that. You're bashing a Buck Showalter. We're going to forget that. All that's going to go away.
I hope you don't. I never bashed Buck Showalter.
Yes, you have.
When?
You talked about how many games he lost with the Orioles and said, what's he won?
That was before he got the job.
Okay.
Yes, I may have said a few things.
Okay.
Who knows? Yes, I think, let me just say this to you.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing I'll say. And if it comes to it in October, we can deal with it then, okay? It's a lot more fun having me in on the ride. That's all I'll say. Big Mac, not so much. I can't speak for Amanda. Tommy, ugh. It's more fun when I'm in it. You want me in it.
You know what I like? And I've experienced this ride, even though it hasn't worked out well for me.
What's that?
I enjoy when you're on the other side of the ride.
Oh, is that right?
Like, even though it did not work out well with the Nets, I love the fact that every time they won a playoff game, which didn't happen this season, but happened last season, there was a part of you bothered by it.
Yeah.
So if the Mets are past the division series,
I'm not going to root against a New York team in a championship. I'm not going to.
After 2 years of rooting for the Yankees and engaging in this Met-Yankee banter, you're all of a sudden just going to very quickly take your Yankee hat off and say, okay, I'm done. It's going to be that easy for you.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
We'll see. I don't think there's any chance the Mets get to the World Series and the Yankees don't.
Really?
I think they both get that.
Look, right now, the Yankees look like the best team in baseball. I'm questioning that, but one thing we all know is that come postseason time, it's a completely different
animal. You got to go win postseason games, right? Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah.
This would be the biggest letdown of all. I know you said last year was, but this would be the biggest letdown of all.
To clarify.
Because of this amazing, unpredictable start.
To clarify, what we said about last year, Big Mac said it, so if you disagree, Big Mac, obviously you can say I'm wrong, was that the regular season was one of the biggest disappointments in our memory. Obviously, they then went to the playoffs and lost. As far as postseason disappointments, that's a tough one because I don't mean to be a jerk here. They've had a lot of them.
No, like, I agree. The last 12 years?
Well, I think 19 maybe.
Yeah.
Because you won 103 games. You were clearly the best team. I think you were the best team. You play in the Astros, so they had a better record. You figure, okay, sweet revenge against the Astros, and you lose. I'd say 19 of the Judge era was the biggest disappointment.
Yeah,
postseason disappointment.
That's fair enough. Have you ever eaten something called shawarma?
I don't know.
No?
I don't think so.
No? All right, just checking. That's all the rage these days. Shawarma. You got to go eat some shawarma. You know what shawarma is?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah,
no,
you know.
Surprise there.
Well, you know how. Well, first of all, I know veggie shawarma because that's what Iron
veggie
Man said.
Veggie shawarma, no such thing.
That's what he says. Yeah, he wants to go get some veggie shawarma.
No,
that's Iron Man at the end of the Avengers movie. I know because I've seen it a million times.
Wait, so your food reference is the Avengers movie?
Yeah, he says you guys want to get. There's
but
a new
you know
shawarma spot that just opened up. You guys want to get some
do you
veggie
know what it
shawarma?
Is,
no, I have no idea what it is.
So the answer is no then.
No, I know it exists and that it's in
you've
food.
Heard the term shawarma.
Yes, veggie shawarma in specific.
Because you watched a superhero movie.
Correct.
But you don't know what it is.
No.
Okay. That's one. Evan, have you ever heard of it?
No.
Sorry, there you go. Anyone else over there ever heard of it? No, no, no. Okay, interesting.
What is it?
Well, I'll tell you after the break. All the rage on TikTok.
Shawarma?
Shawarma. 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 Big in the Middle East.
Do you remember Kyle?
Very big.
Do you remember Kyle Farnsworth? Was that your crappy reliever?
Of course.
I got to share this because this is fascinating.
Chicago Cubs.
Very good. Look at you.
There you
also
go.
Also the New York Yankees and the New York Mets, but very good.
Yeah.
He's become a bodybuilder?
Nice.
You got to see this.
Yeah, so have I.
Look at it. Yeah. Look at it. Look at the veins. Look at the muscles and his legs.
Holy moly.
Oh, my God. Is that human?
That's guy. He's got to be taken. I can't accuse him of it, but that looks like supplementated.
Jeez.
That's Kyle Farnsworth?
That's Kyle Farnsworth.
Golly.
It's kind of disgusting.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's a little too much.
That's too much.
Like, I think my level's probably good enough.
Your level.
But that's crazy. That's like Schwarzenegger stuff. Yeah. Stop. Oh. 877-337-6666. I just got a glimpse of the first, I'd say, 2.5 minutes of the documentary.
How's it look?
Awesome. Awesome.
Why do you want to watch the first 2 minutes?
Because
I'm
the executive producer of it.
Yeah, but don't you want to watch the whole thing when it's finished?
Well, I'm going to do that too. But as the executive producer of the documentary, I have to bless it.
I got you.
I have to green light it.
Yeah, I think it ruins it for you. Oh, I want to watch the whole damn thing
from
beginning to end.
You don't want to see it in pieces?
No.
Oh, it's great. Let me tell you something. If you do not yet have a ticket to June 30th at Gotham Comedy Club to see a great comedy show, Steve White, Aaron Berg, Eric D'Alessandro, Jeff Norris, and others, you want to get that ticket because that's the night we will premiere the first ever Carton and Roberts documentary. We don't have a name for it still, but it's special. It's special.
The Fall of Sexy Blue Eyes.
I don't know what the hell we're going to call it, but I just saw the first 2.5 minutes of it. Con, here we come.
There are times I will shut a trailer off when I really like it. Because I don't want it to spoil the movie.
Really? And I go the other way. Why would I turn off the trailer if I love it?
Because you're the kind of kid that would look for the Christmas presents. That's the kind of kid you are.
Of course I am.
Yeah, I want to be surprised.
Can't wait.
I want to wait.
I'm a Christmas Eve guy.
I want that magical day in which I go to the tree, there's presents there, I open it up, and I have no idea what's coming. By the way, I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
Because somehow, someway...
Magazine again?
Did you?
I don't know.
Somehow, some way, after getting embarrassed yesterday in the Kyrie Irving poll you put up, it actually got worse for you today.
Did it really?
Which Vince Vaughn movie was funnier? Me and Big Mac said Dodgeball. You said Swingers. 73% said Dodgeball. So I got to commend you. You somehow pulled off an even bigger loss today than yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just have to, you know what? I'm going to shake your hand.
We're going to do this again?
Yeah.
They give you a good handshake.
My man. Yeah. Eye to eye. I like it. Well done, sir. Yes, that's a much better handshake. There you go.
Because it was so deserving.
Yeah. Well, I would say this, if I may.
What would you say?
The majority of people that voted in that poll probably never saw Swingers.
Oh, stop.
Because to be fair, it's 30 years old. Just to be fair about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, but...
It's a 30-year-old movie.
Dodgeball was probably in 2010.
Okay.
So you're talking
half
about 12.
The age, buddy.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a big enough advantage. Like, if you were telling me it was a 1970s movie or an early 80s movie, fine. I don't think there's enough of a discrepancy with that. Boy, you are lame. Just take
2004, off. By the way, so it's 18 years ago.
What, Dodgeball?
Yeah.
And what year did Swingers come out? 90? Had to be early 90s, right?
Yeah, give me the year. I love this excuse-making this guy makes. This is pathetic.
91. 93.
96.
96?
You're
so 6 years old.
About a 6 year
I'm sorry,
or 8 year
older.
Time difference? Craig, well, I want to hand you a big fat L.
I tell you.
I want you to hold it up.
I got
and
it.
And make love to that L.
Well, you know, passionate I'm a one-woman guy, but yeah, I'll hold on to
thank
the L.
Thank you very much.
I'll wear it right on my
hat. That's all you got to do. You don't have to make excuses.
Yeah. Hi.
There you go. Good.
Here's John in Huntington. John, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I'm watching the Yankee game, and they got Cameron Mabin in the booth last night.
Yeah.
And I couldn't actually believe what I heard, but he said, they showed the replay of Josh Donaldson's bat flip from the day before.
Yeah.
When he hit the home run. And all of a sudden, Cameron Mabin says, man, his pimp hand was strong.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes. Yes. It was a great line.
It's, it's not something you don't get from Flaherty or O'Neill,
yeah,
or even exactly. Carlos Beltran, for that matter.
It was fantastic.
No yes. question. Yes. You know, I have the MLB package, of course. And
why?
So many of these broadcasts are so boring. Like, you know,
I agree with you on that, by the way. Like, there is. I'm sorry, so, go ahead.
But last night, the Red Sox had Kevin Millar in the booth. That guy's a riot.
I like Kevin Millar a lot.
They had Manny Ramirez in the booth. And
yeah,
what was so
yeah.
was so amazing about Manny is that Manny, who I always from afar admired, a great player. I know Yankee fans, you disagree. He never spoke to the media.
Right.
He never, and maybe he wasn't as confident in speaking English or whatever the reason was.
How is he now?
He didn't. He's great.
Yeah.
He's dropping zings on Derek Jeter, which I know offended Yankee fans. I didn't
think
it was that bad.
If Derek Jeter played anywhere else, he'd be just another guy.
Yeah, what's the context
for
that,
right?
though? What's the context?
What was the context?
The context was Manny Ramirez. And I get if you want to make a big deal out of things, I respect that. But Manny Ramirez was talking about how tough it is to play in Boston and how tough it is to play in New York.
Okay.
And how it made him a better player.
Sure.
And he said, Boston's a lot like New York. If you perform like, hey, take Derek Jeter, put him in Kansas City for 20 years, not the same guy. It wasn't a knock on Jeter. It was a compliment towards what the stage of New York and Boston brings out of
you. No, if you're a superstar in Philly, New York, and Boston, which I think are very similar, yes, you are. Your life after your playing career and during it, to be fair, is different than being a rock star in Tampa.
And also, I'll give you a perfect example.
It just is.
Robin Yount is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Do you give a rat's ass about Robin Yount?
No.
Do you have an opinion on Robin Yount?
No.
That would be Derek Jeter if he played in Kansas City or Milwaukee any other small market. Not a knock on
without
him.
All the rings,
dude,
but
he's a Hall. Well, that's my point.
Right.
A Hall of Famer is a Hall of Famer. Like, the idea that Derek Jeter in Kansas City is a nobody, that's ridiculous. That's a stupid comment. And anyone who says that's being a
George
hater.
George Brett is somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
But Robin, and I don't know why Robin Yount more than George Brett does this for me.
Okay, well, shortstop maybe.
I think it's also just as Robin Yount's this very, it's a Hall of Famer, but no one really has an opinion on him. I think most people just
fair
say,
enough.
Yeah, he was a great player. George Brett, you have an opinion on.
Well, because of the pine tar game more than anything.
They were rivals. There's a lot that goes along
they
with
also,
it.
They also were a nemesis to the Yankees.
Yeah.
A legitimate competitor.
Robin Yount is what Derek Jeter would have been. And that's great. That's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So I thought Manny was not taking any kind of shot at Derek. If anything, he was complimenting us
I will
as
say
New
this.
Yorkers.
I do not have the MLB package because, but because of our job, we have to see highlights of games I otherwise would never see. I think the one thing the caller said, which I echo, if you listen, you would listen far more than I do, to the TV broadcast. I can't speak to radio. I don't listen. Outside of New York,
right.
obviously. It is tough, man.